Voters at Election Precinct 77 in downtown Kyiv include such local residents as former President Leonid Kuchma, composer Alexander Zlotnik, and former Prime Minister Valery Pustovoitenko. Like most precincts throughout Ukraine, its workers included representatives from each of the country's major political parties to help keep the other side honest. Precinct Director Hanna Mazmanyam says numerous international observers were also present.
Багато було преси, зареєструвались спостерігачі з Росії.
Mazmanyam says visitors included journalists, monitors from Russia, the United States, and the Baltic states. Oleg Mushenko, a Russian election monitor, has been observing Ukrainian elections since 2003. He says voters and the voting process in Ukraine have matured. Mushenko says campaign advertising in this country is not as aggressive as before and notes that Ukrainians are voting in a conscientious manner. Mushenko says Ukrainian voters today cast informed votes and are not influenced by momentary events such as mass demonstrations or campaign activities designed to draw votes. At Precinct 99 in a working-class neighborhood of Kyiv, a member of the Swedish parliament, Tonet Tingsgård, concurred with the Russian observer about the increasingly routine nature of precinct voting in Ukraine. But Tingsgård says she is concerned about what happens between the time a ballot is cast and the time it is counted.
It should be very easy for everyone here to do that. If you've been to a polling station, you know, I was there, I voted for that and that, I know the result at the polling station. I would like to see that now. Where can I find it? Mm-hmm. And this we don't have in this country or in any other of the developing democracies.
Tingsgård says exit polls could warn of potential fraud if the final vote count differs substantially from the polls. But the director of polling station 99, Vasil Shepel, warns that Ukrainian exit polls could be manipulated by those behind them.
Вони відображають те, що донесено до людей, а доноситься до людей через
Exit polls in Ukraine, says Shepel, reflect what is transmitted to the people. And transmission occurs through the press and television, many of which are in the hands of major political parties. Several of those parties have indicated readiness to protest Sunday's election if the difference between exit polls and the final tally looks suspicious. Precinct Director Shepel said it may take several days to count ballots in rural areas of Ukraine, which could delay the final result. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News, Kyiv, Ukraine.